Why are we laughing?
Because we are funny. Why can't you understand us?
Okay, seriously, sir.
You know why else we're laughing? You know what? You know what? You know what?
What's that?
You know what?
What's that? Why?
Guess what?
Why?
Jelly donut.
What?
Oh, I get it. Oh,
yes,
that slaps me on the knee.
Friendship is madness. I was talking.
Today joining us, we have Rudolph.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Be happy.
You don't give me any preparation time. I'm here.
That sounded a little, like, apathetic today.
No, shut up. We have Flatline.
Hey.
He's got the giggles.
We also have Aaron, or Hello. As he's better known in the hood, Captain Limey.
Hello.
Oh, come on. I introduced you as Captain Limey. Say something dramatic.
Not quite.
Ah!
We got
the dog.
We have Squeakers.
Hello.
And her dog.
Dog, plural.
Squeakers and her dog, Squeaker Toy. We also have Adam. Be dramatic!
No.
God damn it!
I'll never be dramatic to you, ever.
And today, joining us as the special guest, we have Hero of Time 1000, the creator of Super Fluttershy Land 2 and Pony Pokey Panic. Those two Mario Trump acts that his phone is close to his damn speaker.
What is going on?
Somebody's getting a phone call.
Yeah.
She's being mauled! Someone save her!
Stop!
Someone help!
Jesus.
I think I'll be right back.
Please stop!
We're gonna call him James! How are you doing?
Stop! Stop! Stop it! Idiot!
Hey, don't talk to Rudolph like that! Indeed. Okay, now that everything's finally started to settle down.
We've got our serious faces.
Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you. Thank you for having me over.
Yes, Rue?
I couldn't catch you before, and I already asked you about making a little announcement. Might I please gain some time?
Yes.
It'll be quick. Regarding last podcast where you interviewed Erica Pitt, which was amazing, by the way, I'd like to thank everyone who sent constructive comments and compliments, which I got a lot of positive feedback from people on Steam and other areas. We had a really fun time. We didn't have a lot of time to prepare. We were all scrambling beforehand. But yes, it was not the perfect interview. But we still, pulled out everything we could and made it happen. And it was fun. I mean,
and learning from our lesson. Now we have everything prepared for this interview, right, guys? Right?
No, we don't. Sure. But
prepared? The fuck is that shit?
Mainly anyone who is like angry about last time, it's not really our fault. We have software errors and we don't have money to buy the best everything out there because the original intent of this podcast was entertainment. A bunch of random people getting together and screaming about ponies.
Yeah.
We're not an like an elite expert podcast. We just happened to get Erica Pitt because one of the
we
guys
got Erica
here.
Pitt because Pio has like government connections in the CIA and the Secret Service
like
and bullshit.
Whatever. I mean,
God, I swear, Pio has got to have like a secret base at Erica.
He's a member. He's a member of the FBI.
He had mic lag issues and he like. Every freaking time I see him now, he apologizes over and over for supposedly ruining the podcast. But I keep telling him he didn't ruin it.
He didn't ruin it at all.
It was just a bit of mic lag, alright?
If it weren't for him, we wouldn't have had Erica on in the first place.
But, I mean, be that as it may, we were kind of interviewing James.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
yes, we are.
Well, we are.
Which brings me to my closing statements. This announcement doesn't really matter because anybody that didn't like last week's podcast probably won't be listening to this one. So welcome back, whoever likes us. Glad you're back. Let's talk about James or Hero 1000 guy. Whatever.
Well, actually,
he seems to be enjoying himself already.
Well, now, sorry, James, but I have a couple announcements as well.
Go for it. I'm a patient man.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being patient. Branch off the whole, we don't have the best software in the world. Guys, I have a traffic ticket.
Yeah, that.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
Yeah. I got caught driving 15 miles over the speed limit, and without my seatbelt on. And I did not have the proof that I had insurance with me at the time. So I am currently looking at a fine of at least $120, and I do not have the money for it.
I don't like where this is going.
So I honestly feel like a dick for doing this, but I'm going to have to open up donation incentives. If you would like to donate to the podcast, we will do something for you. If you donate $10 to us, we will read a fanfic of your choice in a separate podcast or even on the main show itself. If you donate $50 to us, we will bring you on in a guest spot on one of our shows, be it one of our Mad Riffs or a main show. We cannot bring you in for the super special interviews that we do, if any more. So just keep that in mind. You're not going to get to talk to anyone famous, but you will be able to join us and just go completely freaking nuts. And if the entire cast likes you, you might be invited back.
The entire cast.
Yes, if everyone...
and it has to be unanimous. Everyone has to like you. Otherwise, you know, one person dislikes you, you're off the team.
Yeah, exactly.
I was
going
to be open to, hey, everybody...
Now, the ways to donate, you can... Now, on the madponies.podomatic.com, over on the right side, you'll see a little donate PayPal button. Just click that, go through whatever it does makes you do, and I will get in touch with you. Send me an email to hjohenson@hotmail.com, all one word, and I'll put it up in the description. And tell me who you are, what your bank account name is, and I will get back in touch with you and we can figure something out.
Your credit card number, social security information, bank account.
Yes. Oh, and your mother's maiden name, that too.
Yeah.
That's a very important part.
And you need to send food to my house.
But of course, you can donate multiple times if you wish. If you donate like $20, we'll read two fanfics of your choice. The only rules for that: no grimdark, no gore, no clop fix.
We reserve the right to reject you if you request any of these. This will not nullify your donation. We'll just ask you to pick something else.
Yes, of course.
Donations will be put towards Hawk's traffic ticket, but once that's paid off and you really like us, any other donations will be put towards making this a better podcast.
It will. It will be geared towards buying better recording equipment, or simply paying off the $10 fee we have to pay every dang month for Podomatic.
Or upgrading the Podomatic account so we can have even more bandwidth, et cetera, et cetera.
That's true.
Even more stuff.
Keep in mind, all of our members live in different parts of the world. This is, like, the fact that we're making this work is a feat within itself, so, you know.
Rue and I live pretty close.
Well, yes, but, I mean, we're not the only two people on the podcast.
I'm all the way in mind.
Actually, there's three people in here right now that live in the southeast. In the same, region.
Yay!
And wherever James lives.
I'm with Hawk. We live pretty close. We're I'm in Murfreesboro, and he's in what, Memphis?
Chattanooga,
that's it.
Alright.
Guys, might we get to... the person who we asked to be here just to sit here and listen to our, crap.
Well,
I'm just listening to everybody.
One last thing, and then we're for real going to get to the interview.
Okay, Hawk, one last thing.
I am developing an RPG system. I will provide a link to the Facebook page. But it's pretty cool. Every playtester I've had has really liked it.
Yep.
And most of them have offered some really good constructive criticism for it, which I have used to better it every time.
Needs more firearms.
So, yes, I will provide the Facebook link. Please come check it out.
Shut up, Blue!
With that...
Mark of agreement.
Yes. Yeah, Squeaker Toy loves it.
Mark of approval.
Anyway, might I mention that so far James has been the most enthusiastic member here who has put up with the most of our crap.
Yes. Yes, James, you... James, you may be invited back. Because you're awesome.
I'm gonna
Thank
freak
you. I'm humble.
Yep.
Seriously.
Alright.
Well, I'm not gonna
So, now that we're getting to the actual interview, we have to ask, of course, the main question that we ask all of our guests.
Yep.
James!
Yeah.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Standing by with the correct
apple.
Answer.
Okay. Apple. Say apple. Okay,
well,
that's jumping.
That's not a bad answer, but it's still wrong.
Aww. That's why I picked two.
Apparently your dog agreed
on. No, that proves that nobody has watched any previous episodes, because then they'd know the correct answer.
Yeah, which
the
is?
The correct answer is, of course...
A flutter tree.
There you go.
Yeah. Now we got that out of the way.
I mean, we're kind of making it too easy for everyone, even though they don't listen to the actual answer.
Yep.
Anyway.
Alright.
We actually do need to, like...
Who's starting with the questions, then?
I will start up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What tools do you use for your ROM hacking?
Okay, this one's pretty simple. Most of the tools I gather, I've tried many tools that I find on Zophyr's domain and romhacking.net. There are just lots of utilities, but my main ones, because they're just so easy to use and so compatible with Paint, is definitely Tile Molester.
Interesting.
I know the name. But, but that is the name. And it's run with JavaScript. It's able for me to just put bitmaps that I create on Paint into the ROM itself, so it's just easy sprite making. Just simple. Just drag and drop stuff.
Can you do it in Microsoft Paint?
Yeah, I do all this in Microsoft Paint.
Yes!
I do Python Microsoft
nice.
Paint.
I love Microsoft Paint!
Nice. Now, in the past, I have tried my own ROM hacking, most notably Super Mario World, and I once tried ROM hacking Pokemon Yellow. It didn't go so well.
No.
Do you have any tips for any wannabe ROM hackers out there?
Get some practice with sprites, and when you go into a ROM hack, really commit the time to it. It'll take a long while for you to, especially if you're new. It'll take a long while for you to learn the ropes, especially with the tools and the programs you use. And, you know, it's not just that. You have to learn, you know, if you really want to go in-depth besides, you know, tile hacking, which is basically tile editing, you'll have to learn, like, the hexadecimal system, so you can use hex editors to
I don't even know what that means.
Games and stuff. Yeah, that kind of stuff would lose people. I personally stink at coding. I mean,
honesty.
I've learned enough hexadecimal code to change text, and that's all I want to do.
On that note, exactly how much control do you have over the games that you hack? Like, can you change the physics and the actual like way the underlying logic of the game works, or are you just reduced to only being able to change what it looks like?
I can name several ROM hackers more advanced than I. I mean, I'm still a beginner. I mean, I suck at coding. I just can't do coding.
If I may, if you want an example of incredible ROM hacking, go find a Brutal Mario World.
It's basically
a ROM hack of Super Mario World that has just been completely redone, and it has new physics, new graphics, new everything. And for a simple ROM hack, it is astounding.
Oh, yeah. Check that out.
Actually,
it gets hard fast. So.
On that note, when it comes to difficult ROM hacks, have you played, and if so, how do you feel about the Kaizo series, especially Kaizo Mario World?
I've seen footage of Kaizo Mario World. I've seen footage of people let's playing it, notably
Proton John.
Proton John, thank you for that name.
Hazardblade 49.
Don't know him, but Proton John's the one who I've learned Kaizo Mario, the first one I've learned Kaizo Mario from. My opinion in those is that people are gonna be hardcore, you know? That's how I Wanna Be the Guy became popular, is because people want to try hardcore stuff, and they want to try and get through them. So, you know, I don't know if I do want to try level editing at one point, but I don't think I'm gonna get to the point where I say, you know, if I really want to tick somebody off, you know, I'll just edit point block here. I mean,
I want to somehow make everyone on the internet angry, but not use politics or religion.
Oh boy, that's gonna be a hard one.
Well, let me get my big book of trolling out here.
Oh wow.
Step one, mention Nazis.
Step one, cut a hole
that's
in the box.
Yes.
Step one, mention the game everywhere you go.
Don't worry, Hulk's a professional. Oh,
alright, James.
Yeah?
Your first ROM hack was Super Fluttershy Land 2, right?
Right.
As I was doing my Let's Play of it, I began to notice that a couple of bosses had not been edited. When did you start making it?
I can't remember for the life of me. Basically, if you go to one of my YouTube videos, just see the date of when the first video was posted. That's when I began. But the reason those were just left out was because I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. See, I love My Little Pony Friendship is a Magic series, but there isn't enough creatures to, you know, make. There aren't enough creatures to make bosses out of, especially in, like, underwater levels, this kind of level, you know.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot of material, which makes me want to think, you know, maybe in my next project, which is the complete reponifying version of Super Mario All-Stars, maybe I could just go to a forum and just ask, okay, what do you want the Goombas or the Koopas to be, you know? So.
Well, by the time you're done with, like, your front end and your overhead and stuff like that, you'll probably have all of Season 2 to work with.
This is
right.
True.
Right.
Well, actually, another member of the podcast had asked in the other chat you were in earlier, do you have any projects planned out for the future? Which you just answered.
Right.
But aside from that, do you have any others?
After that, I don't exactly know. After that, I want to try and spread my wings a little away from ROM hacking, just see if I can find a project or a game somebody's making and say, I want to try and design that, because I'm going to college to be a designer.
Perhaps you could set your sights on, say, tabletop gaming and become one of the cool kids, maybe?
Flatline.
Flatline, quit being the grumpy old man that you are.
Get off my lawn, you damn kids.
You know, when you turn 40, that is going to be you.
Oh, wow.
I remember when we didn't have fancy holograms.
What's this? We have buttons now? We only had a stick?
I remember back in the good old days of gaming when you didn't have all these newfangled pixels and graphics. All we had were two little white lines and a dot.
Oh, and no,
I had a hoop and a stick.
I remember when gaming involved typing things into a text parser. Go screw yourself.
Wow, you are old. Aaron, you had a question.
As with any game developer, they're always inspired by something. I wanted to know, like, what inspired you to make these games? I mean, obviously the franchise did, but what inspired you to actually go ahead and do it? Like, what made you think, actually, I'm going to put this and this together, you know?
I looked on many of the Pony Chan forums, and I look at the collab stuff, and I'm like, wow, you know, these people are making, you know, one of my biggest inspirations were just this game that someone's making over there called The Spike Adventure, or somewhere where there's just a platforming game where Spike fights the Diamond Dogs or something like that. I can't exactly remember the name. Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
What?
In Super Fluttershy Land, why did you not replace the three pigs with the three Diamond Dogs?
I really wish I did that, looking back. There were a lot of suggestions people said, you know, update this and update that, and I might just go back and just try my best to, you know, I'm thinking maybe replace the octopus over at the water zone, the ocean zone, with the squid that chases the Cutie Mark Crusaders through the ocean. I just think maybe that would be a good idea. I've gotten a lot of comments on. But yeah, that sounds like a brilliant idea, and I might do that after.
Aaron, we can hear you typing.
Oh, sorry.
Alright. Let me see. So, as you know, James, I don't know if our fans know, I have created a YouTube channel for Friendship is Madness, where I have done a Let's Play. Link is in the doobly-doop.
Mm-hmm.
And during my Let's Play, did you ever get around to watching it?
I saw the end of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Spoilers. Hawk gets mad.
Yeah, spoilers. I lose my shit.
Actually, I am a very patient, very, very level-headed gamer. I'm the kind of guy that even,
yeah, which is why you
even
were screaming
rage
at the game earlier.
Yeah, even rage-inducing games like Team Fortress 2.
I've heard him like go down a list of insults in a level-headed tone, which is hilarious, by the way.
You're a cock-sucking motherfucker.
No. Like, not forced. Not forced level-headedness. This was him being. You could hear anger, but you couldn't feel it.
I was playing Super Fluttershy Land, and I almost ate my keyboard in anger.
What is this? I'm getting these things saying that you people are saying that Hawk's having trouble and Flatline's having trouble. See, I don't get that. Maybe it's just me, and I've played the game over and over and over again to the fact where I could play all the levels with my eyes closed. But I just don't get the difficulty of that. Then again, I have a USB controller, so I'm superior. So I don't know.
Well, yes, but having a USB controller also makes you somewhat of the dick.
Actually, James raises a good point. If you do game design, because I was a game design major back before most of you were born, a long time ago.
How old?
I
wasn't born.
Really old. You kind of form a very intimate relationship with the game that you make. Like, I know that sounds kind of weird, but, like, James is right. You do know every nook and cranny of the game after you're finished making it. Like, once your game's gone gold, you never want to look at that motherfucker again. Even if it's the best game in the world.
Yes.
James can play his game with his eyes closed.
Flatline's correct, though, in the fact that I never wanted to play Super Fluttershy Land again, or Super Mario Land 2, or whatever variation was it. I did not want to pick it up until, like, 10 years have passed, and then maybe I'll go, what's this game?
Oh, it's that game I made all those years ago.
Speaking of which, on that topic, James, what do you like to see in a game when you're playing it? Like, what games do you like to play with that are not pony-related?
Oh dear, I have a long, long list. Let's see, let me pick out my favorites. Well, most of them, I just have to admit, are just Nintendo games. I have an Xbox 360 over here that is gathering dust.
Send it my way, I'll play it.
Say the word, man.
The word? I have Mass Effect sitting on my bookshelf that hasn't been played in months.
That's not the word. What are you talking about? That's not the word.
The bird is the word.
The bird.
The bird is the word.
We had that one yesterday.
But anyway, yeah. I love platforming games. There's been a shortage of those ever since,
that fancy third dimension got introduced into video games.
Right. And I just love... Basically, my world revolves the Super Nintendo. It revolves around the Super Nintendo. I just loved that system to death when I was a kid. And, so basically, you know, and of course, I do play modern games. Like, I do play Valve games. I've played a few Bethesda games in my time. Gonna get
Skyrim when it comes out?
I wonder. I'm actually gonna wait until some mods get released for it first, but, that's just me. But yeah, that's a possible buy, because I got it living in those.
See?
The dog wants to ask a question.
Here, I will translate for the dog. Danny, make your dog speak.
Make your dog say something.
Blue, speak.
Great. The moment you tell him to speak, he immediately shuts up.
Just keep telling him to speak.
She's shy.
Oh. Not shy. He's just an asshole.
He's like, nah, I don't wanna.
Now, James, something I had actually considered doing at one point or another was making a ROM hack of one of the Legend of Zelda games for the Game Boy. A pony version of it.
Of course.
Link's Awakening, am I right?
Actually, I was going to do the Oracle games.
Oh, I love the Oracle games. Yeah, you won't have... I've checked those games. You won't have any problem ROM hacking them if you know what you're doing. The sprites are...
Yeah, they're very simple.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't know what he's doing?
Yeah.
That God help you.
Aaron!
I'm not actually typing.
No, your phone is too close to your computer.
My phone is on the other side of the room.
Still too close.
Still too close. Move your phone!
Far enough.
Anyway, as I was saying, I might try and ROM hack Link's Awakening at some point in time when I actually get the patience to sit down and do it.
Right.
But the actual plot of the game is that, one of my favorite game series is the Legend of Zelda series, and I want to see it ponified.
I want that to happen too.
Link's Awakening, the only one I've played was the Game Boy Color version, but it was easily one of the best ones. I would like to see that ponified.
Oh, the bomb. I've tried ROM hacking it. I'm not going to say who it featured, but I actually tried ROM hacking Link's Awakening at one time. I actually manipulated the photos that mouse takes pictures of to look like the character who you were playing as instead of Link. It looked great, actually.
Hey,
I had some practice with that.
Hawk, I know what character you can replace Link with to make the game immensely popular.
Who?
Obviously, Zecora. Nobody loves the zebra.
No, we need to pick someone who's silent,
I'll tell you who's
but
Zecora
brave.
Derpy.
Yes! Derpy, the brave adventurer, wielder of the element of courage! She will venture forth into this unknown land to collect the 8 instruments of harmony and awaken the wind fish.
I like it.
It's a win!
I like it. Wow. I know the core could be, though, Flatline. The witch in the Maple Forest.
Oh.
You okay, Danny?
I laughed too hard.
James, what series would you like to see ponified?
You answered my question. Zelda. I haven't done that yet. I saw one attempt at A Link to the Past, which had Fluttershy as Link, but poor guy, he didn't know his way around the game's palette enough to, you know, he changed the palette of the character of Link, but in doing so, he also changed all the colors of the trees, so it was like a pink-yellow nightmare forest.
Butter trees!
But, if whoever made that's listening, I'm sorry. Do keep trying.
You suck now, but sooner or later you'll stop sucking.
Oh my god. On the topic of Super Nintendo Adventure series that need to be bona fide.
Yes.
Someone out there needs to make a Pony Trigger.
Pony Trigger or Final Fantasy VI needs to be done.
Yes.
I'm leaning more into Final Fantasy VI. I can totally see Terra being Twilight. It's just got to
happen. Yes. And well, her Esper form is Twilight's Rapidash form.
If we're just talking about...
No, that's right. Her Esper's Rapidash form. Oh, I love that idea.
If we're just talking about, Dream series here, then we should definitely get Disgaea ponified. I know it's not SNES, but that would be such an awesome game.
And of course, someone needs to put Rainbow Dash in place of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Everybody's doing that, and I've tried it once before. I've tried to see, let's see if I can do it. Can't be done, especially with the fact that... Well, I've seen it in... Unless you want it to be I see, there's not enough room to fit her wings, her tail, especially with Sonic Sprite. I mean, yeah,
I
someone else
sprite, up.
Tail Sprite, but... The best they could do with her tail is just whip it around while she's, flying with her legs crawling down. Again, this is another ROM hack I've seen. I'm sorry to the other person. Do keep trying.
Oh, she should be Tails then, because she can fly.
Right, but the sprite demands... I've seen the sprite. The sprite demands it to have a propeller tail. It's going to be hard for the wings to flap. I mean...
When Tails flies, his tail is above his body, and his body hangs down. You can just make Rainbow Dash's wings flap.
I can't do that. No, see, I can't do that because the tails is the only part of the body that's animated. I can't attach wings to her back and hope that'll make a good flying animation because one, sprite's going too fast. Two, I can't attach the wings to the body of of the tail sprite and have the tip of her wings be the one that's flapping. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yeah, there's an intricate dance that you have to do.
Oh yeah, sprite limitations everywhere I go with all that's why there are some things I can put in and some things I can't, put in the game. But
and
it's
then it makes
you
sad.
Yeah, it does make me sad, and it's why I had to put in a hokey hokey backstory to explain why Fluttershy doesn't have wings. I'm looking at you, Hook.
I'm gonna go a bit off the topic here, but something I realized a few nights ago when I was just pacing around in my room because I was bored out of my fucking skull.
Sure.
Have you guys ever noticed kind of a similarity between the Pony series, the overall My Little Pony series, and the Sonic series?
No.
Really? No.
Well, let me explain it to you.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No,
no,
no. No, no, exactly.
I say he talks. I want to hear it.
Well, okay. Basically, it's about the general conception of the series and something in that series that is actually really good.
Okay.
And Aaron dropped. No, he's back. Whatever. Ryu, Flatline, have you guys ever read the comic series?
No. Yeah, 20 years ago. Many decades in the past.
Have you read any of the recent ones?
No.
No. Dude, do you know what
consider the recent like? Sonic comic series the G4 of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Huh.
It is I'm serious. The Sonic the Hedgehog games in this day and age are utter crap.
Yeah,
they are. Some of them are good for Sonic games, but Sonic games are the only thing you can compare them to without looking at them like they're shit.
Then again, the fan base is pretty hard to please, and they
we're not going to get into the fan base here. That's going to open up a lot of hate. But... But the point is, the Sonic comic series is a lot like G4. It came kind of out of nowhere, but it's really, really fucking good.
Yep.
I'm serious.
Look that up.
I will actually provide a link in the description for a site that has every Sonic the Hedgehog comic.
You're kidding.
The Archie comics.
I am not kidding.
Sonic exists? Ah, my nostalgia beckons. Please, sir.
Yes, I will look it up. I will get it to you guys after the podcast is done. But yes, I want you guys to I want all of you at home at least check out a few of the newer Sonic comics. And then compare them to the continuity of the games.
You said something that kind of irked me, and this is just an aside. They shouldn't be considered good for Sonic games. They should be good video games by themselves.
Yes, they should. And that's kind of why the fan base is angry at Sega, because most Sonic games aren't. The Genesis series.
Ooh.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, my dog's name is Blue. It's a really stupid name.
Alright, and.
You know, I mean, the Genesis games, those were fun. Those were incredibly entertaining, and they got really high scores in that day and age, and they still do.
Yeah.
In retro reviews, they still get high scores because they're so simple and so fun to play. Whereas the newer games, in most notably Sonic 06, get horrible reviews.
Gosh.
Yeah. And oh god, oh man, I am personally a Sonic fan. I'm not one of the crazy make a fan character Sonic fan fanatics, but I am a fan of the character in the series. And oh my god,
excuse me.
Let me put it. Okay, I'm gonna put it to you guys like this: in the comics, in the Sonic the Hedgehog comics, they make Silver make sense.
Oh my god,
they make Silver make no.
I'm serious, dude. They actually give him a good backstory. It's
a personality?
The same backstory. He comes from the post-apocalyptic future, except in the comic verse.
Never heard of that one before.
Yeah, I remember. Uh-huh. I remember that show back when they called it Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I agree with Flatline.
Yeah, but seriously, in the comic universe, they make Silver make sense.
Ah,
he actually has a legitimate story and development instead of being just shit.
Okay, yes, I gotta see myself.
Yeah, I will provide a link for that. But back to my original point, since we're like on the topic of video games and all that.
We're on the topic of nothing right now, to be honest.
Fuck the topic. Let's talk to Mr. Lefty, my left hand. Hello, Mr. Lefty, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty damn good, Hawk, how are you?
Mr. Lefty gets kind of lonely around Hawk's place.
Oh man.
I'm sorry, Hawk. I'm sorry.
Charger!
Alright, James.
Traumatized Danny again.
Poor kid. I got one for you.
Oh my god. Danny, James, I want you to listen to this. This is hilarious.
Okay.
Hey, Danny. Danny. Danny.
What? Would you like to come over to my place?
No!
Hawk, that's terrifying.
Hawk, why you do this?
Please. Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to pay me to do a Molestia voice for you, I would be more than happy.
Oh, I think, honestly, I think you should be paying them.
Yeah, maybe.
James, Striker Storm, another one of our usually regular members, asks.
Yeah, why, Hawk, why isn't he here?
Because he was off doing something when I made the call.
He's always here. Striker's always in the cast. Every time. All the time.
He asks, from a different call, do you plan on making a Pony Bomberman hacks?
Oh, he loves that.
I have gotten a lot of requests for that, actually. I've gotten some, I say a lot, some, few, none at all, no of. No.
I've gotten a lot. No, a few. Well,
I myself am not a big Bomberman fan. I see where the game is fun, and I've played it before, and I do think it's fun. But I'm not the biggest fan. However, if there comes a demand for it, I'll give it a shot.
Hmm. I'm sure Stryker would be happy to hear that.
Yeah, Stryker will fulfill all of that demand. Don't you worry, James.
he single-handedly will.
Well, yeah. Then again, I'm not that hard a guy to push around.
Ha! Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to know. Now send me your Xbox.
So James, let's hear your origin story. How exactly did you get into Friendship is Magic?
I joined in late. I'm afraid I joined in late. It was around the winter wrap up episode where I started looking at the screens of the show and I started thinking, oh wow, people like the song in this cartoon? Okay, I'll give it a shot. You know the drill. I watch one episode, I watch all of them, you know, and then I'm
watch going, all the ponies!
Yes, watch all the episodes!
Yep.
And everything. Then all of a sudden, I start going, hey, you know what, all, you know, people are making music, videos, and pictures, and fan art, and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. And I see people looking at making games and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do something like that. I want to get into that. How can I do that? I tried ROM hacking once before. Why not? So.
So leading up to another question, is Fluttershy your favorite character?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta answer this now.
All right. Oh, no. Fluttershy, not best pony.
Yeah. Correct.
I'm going to go ahead, just place my stakes here. Yes. Say Luna is best pony.
Yes!
You know nothing.
Yes! Them!
Killing me here.
Yeah, I'm with
Applejack.
Like, no one loves the core. No one. I stand forever alone.
James, you and I are now friends. Because I play Luna on our forums, which means...
You haven't been playing her enough recently, Hawk, to be honest.
He plays her in proportion to how much she's on the show. Oh, burn!
I know, but I'm placing my stakes for on the Nightmare Night episode, and I'm just gonna go ahead. I'm waiting for the amount of chaos there's going to be after this episode. Oh, yeah.
No, they had chaos last episode. He's already Discord's out there.
Guys, on the Saturday after that episode, we are going to bunker down in our podcast. And we are going to have a bomb shelter episode.
We're gonna have an all Luna all night episode.
Oh yeah,
all night on Saturday.
Luna.
Yay! All right.
May I ask you to choose from one of the six main ponies now?
Which is a follow-up question. Yes. Let's see. Well, my sister likes Pinky. That's for sure. Oh dear.
Applejack?
Okay. Twilight.
Oh.
Oh wow. Haven't actually heard that one before.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, people are usually not that fond of Twilight. I mean, no, like, people love Twilight, but they usually love the other ponies a little bit more.
Why wouldn't we all love Twilight?
No, it's exactly.
She's the one we all have most in common with.
We all love Twilight, but then again, everybody mentions another, like, me, Rainbow Dash, obviously.
And me.
I mean, leading up to the fact that I am also Rainbow Dash on the boards, just like Hawk is Luna.
I have to.
It's just awesome. I mean, I was Pinky before. Pinky is my second favorite character because I relate to her most.
Mm-hmm.
Right. After Rainbow Dash.
And Aaron's favorite is Rarity because she's fabulous.
Well, you gotta find somebody who's like, see?
Right.
She has a lot of fabulosity to her.
There's a lot of Aaron has a lot of fabulosity to him.
Yeah. Basically, yes.
Yes.
Rudolph, would you mind finding us a quick fanfic to read?
Oh boy.
Is this my duty again? Let's see here. Oh, archives.
Oh boy. I hope we get to be Gangster Gilza again.
Remember last time you asked me to look for fanfictions?
No.
What we read?
No. I don't remember what we read.
Uh-oh. Was it the four really, really bad ones?
The three really, really bad ones.
Oh, yeah. Do it well, again. Those are funny as hell.
Okay, fine. I'll look for terrible ones.
Look! Rudolph! Find bad fan fiction! Go!
Find me a brain!
I'm
working on my heroic voices.
There's no order by ratings. I'm just going to go to the last page, which is page 69. This is a sign.
Oh, dear.
Giggity.
Let's see, which one is
the most? Oh, in other news, I finally got to the final boss of Metal Gear Solid last night at like...
Metal Gear!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! So awesome!
Metal Gear!
The boss, beating up the suit.
So when are you going to play Metal Gear Solid 3 and cry your eyes out like I did?
When you send me a PS2, you fucking bitch.
You've got a computer, just emulate it.
Play the 3DS one when it comes out, that's just me.
I have seen the second one played, I have finally beaten the first one. Well, gotten to the final boss, I can't beat the final boss because he's a fucking whore.
Oh, come on, that car chase scene isn't all that bad, you get used to it.
What car chase?
No, he hasn't played 3 yet, he's playing 1.
Shh, shh,
shh, it's okay.
Okay, sorry about that, right? I had a rough patch. I think there's storms around where I live, so you know.
Aaron's back.
Yeah, I think there's some storms going on nearby because we're supposed to be getting some, so you know.
So everything's just falling apart and dying and death and murder, 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 kill.
No, you know, it's like the internet goes out when there's storms out toward the hills on the side.
Yeah, just like that.
Just
yeah, maybe.
It's like, hey guys, I think my internet's about...
I'm not sure when
it's going to come back on.
Hawk is up.
Hey guys, I found the box! God damn it.
Yeah, that's very kind of you.
Actually, did you know that it turns out after episode 4, when which they said Luna was coming out, like episode 5 is actually gonna they go and honestly the internet is just gonna be completely just like everyone is gonna be talking about it for probably
forever.
It's because Luna's the best of the sisters.
But yeah, I'm really excited. By the way, terrible fanfictions are actually harder to find than you'd think.
Yeah, because most people delete them.
Yeah,
there's spiders is, but that's already been read.
Yeah, we already read that.
Spiders.
It gave Mookie superpowers.
And... No, wasn't Mookie and Alicorn, you got the power to have multiple powers or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, I have the power to have multiple powers.
And I have,
one of those multiple powers is an incredibly deep and sexy voice that I can access at any time.
You go do that.
I have the power of common sense. I just choose to ignore it.
Hey.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Yes, yes. That is starting to get so overused now. It's losing its value.
Yeah, that was better off in the original movie.
It was.
I don't even know what movie it's from.
Like the Page Master or something like that?
No, it was the Dungeon Master, I believe.
Yeah.
Either that or,
That's D&D.
Yeah, I think the Dungeon Master.
I want the Dungeon Master to be the Page Master. How interesting would that be?
That would be...
Not really.
Oh!
I said
oh,
be
geez.
Interesting, not fun.
Plays D&D. Let's hear about your tabletop gaming chops there, Dame. James?
I was just making a reference. I don't
Oh my god. D&D. Oh my god. Here.
Derpy ate a piece of cake.
Oh hell yes.
Oh hell no.
Oh. you're a troll.
Who wants to read it?
Well, once it loads for me, I'll start off. Actually, no. Rue, start it off. Let's do this. Leroy!
Fuck, I always narrate. Oh, I just heard
it. This is the best story ever, guys. I just read it.
Honk, did you concussion yourself again?
No, I choked while I was screaming.
We should have one of those little signs on the wall.
Okay.
It's like no hawk injuries for last 5 days. And just
okay, guys. Let us read this fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Derpy ate a piece of cake by Wolf Grayson.
Oh boy.
A single story, and this is considered a humor story, and it stars Derpy Hooves. Derpy ate a piece of cake. The end.
No muffin.
I
think
we should read chapter 2 now.
There's like 4 chapters, isn't there?
Derpy eats another piece of cake.
Chapter 2. Derpy ate a piece of pie.
Did anybody hear that?
The
I did. There was a rabbit in the room.
Yeah, there's more.
I could do like number 3 or something.
No, I'm going to do this in my sophisticated British voice.
Oh, here we go.
Derpy ate a piece of cake, chapter 3, by Wolf Grayson. Derpy ate a donut. She enjoyed it, too. Yay for donuts.
Ooh, can I use the,
Go ahead.
Oh, goodness. the bottom
go ahead. Oh, my God. Derpy ate a piece of cake.
Flatline, use your 80s gangsta voice on chapter 5.
Gangsta voice?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Chapter 5?
Chapter 5.
All right, chapter 5 of Derpy Ate a Piece of Cake. All right, now this is by this Wolf Grayson guy. All right. Derpy ate some Cheez-Its. No period.
Oh, Cheez-Its.
Run on sentence.
It's an endless story.
Okay.
It will be with you for the rest of your life.
James, yep. You're reading chapter 6.
Okay. I will do my Alfred Hitchcock impression.
Oh, God, yes!
Good evening. Tonight, we'll be reading Derpy Eats a Cake. Chapter 6. Derpy took a nap. The end.
Dun dun dun.
And then a murder happened. In Ponyville. In a weird twist that'll get you thinking.
Turns out it's Sam.
Good evening. Alright, okay. Chapter 7. Derpy ate a piece of cake by Wolf Grayson. Derpy ate a Pop-Tart. The end.
Derpy's gonna get fat as hell after all this.
Pinkie Pie has competition.
I wanna read the next one.
Okay.
Aww.
Go ahead,
Shut up, Blue!
That's not in the chapter.
Derpy ate a piece of cake by Wolf Grayson. Chapter 8. Popcorn. Derpy ate some popcorn. Next.
Okay, there's one chapter left. I wonder what the fuck's gonna happen.
Oh, a surprise ending, by the way.
Shut your mouth!
Okay.
Mine had a strange twist of her taking a nap. You weren't expecting eating there. Because I'm Alfred Hitchcock. I put the
Derpy
twist
ate
in
a piece of cake. Chapter 9. Derpy ate some Skittles. She even ate the bag.
Oh my God.
That's a funny way to spell drippy.
Yeah, it is a funny way to spell
this Wolf Grayson guy just M. Night Shyamalan'd our asses.
By the way, once you guys are done, I've got the actual thing we will be reading.
Oh, cool.
Oh, sweet. Lottima Cabalgata. You dick!
It's funny because I can actually read this.
A great H role.
La Ultima Cabalgata. Este es mi primer pick.
Shut up. Este es mi primer pick. Los personajes
no
me pretenden son propiedad de Hasbro. Por favor, déjenme sus reviews. Debo admitir que tal vez tarde un poco en poner el siguiente capítulo.
You're terrible.
Prologo.
I can pronounce Spanish, but
shut up!
Spanish.
Shut up, I'm reading this!
I can pronounce any language.
Fuck you! No! I want to read this! God damn it!
Thing?
El Chaos Formato por la Discord, Javier ya levantado su telón sobre todo ese bel mundo. Las guardianas de la armonía habían falado. Fuck. Aaron fucking fan.
Hey, what?
Give it a 1 out of 5 stars.
Special shout out to all of our listeners in Mexico City. And Portugal, Brazil, and actually I'm gonna look up the map. No, seriously, I'm gonna look up the map. We've got viewers all over the world. Go ahead and read it, Aaron.
Where are we at?
I don't remember where the fuck we were.
I don't think we're
okay, I'll just start from where it says Ho Estrella.
Yeah.
Ho Estrella, por favor, escucha mi sueño. Daños son esperanza para salvar nuestro mundo. Solo un baja esperanza. Luna, ¿qué haces aquí afuera? ¿No ves que tenemos que estar unidas? Lo siento, hermano. Solo he perdido un deseo, tal vez. Lo sé. Me siento igual. I can't do this. Pero ahora...
Fuck this! Hitting translate!
Oh, actually, yeah.
Hilarious Google Translate fanfic?
Chaos formed by the Discord had already raised its curtain on all this beautiful world. The Guardians of Harmony had failed, splitting Princess Moon in a last attempt to overcome despair. He used his magic to call the last star and the desires.
Guys, I just got a great idea. If you wanna... Hey.
I'm pretty sure people in the podcast didn't want to listen to me speak in Spanish. This is valuable for their time.
Can I not save our world? Only a big Moon, what are you doing up there? We have
what?
Hostar, please listen to me.
I gotta read this.
Oh, stop! Please listen to my dream.
Huck.
What?
You said 10 bucks to read any fan fiction?
Yes.
I think for 20 bucks we will read your fan fiction and then we will read it again after putting it through Google Translate 10 times.
Yes. Oh my god. Yes.
I'm gonna start reading it.
I'm gonna go find a short fan fiction we can read in like 10 seconds flat. So we can read it in English, and then just...
Yeah, okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to give the shout-out to all our international folks.
Might I begin with hopefully, who will be listening, the only viewer from Bulgaria.
Yeah, you have a viewer in Bulgaria.
What'd you say?
We have a viewer in Bulgaria.
Yes, which is awesome, because I am from there. Thank you for listening, and tell all your friends. And if anyone else is listening from there, I know it can only be one person.
In Sofia, Bulgaria.
Yes, I know. That's the capital. It's Sofia.
Whatever.
You plebeian.
He's a plebeian. What do you always say with two L's, Flatline?
Because I'm from the south.
Yes, give a shout-out, Aaron.
Anyway, resume shout-outs. Aaron's turn.
Well, it's a bit random, but one of my friends at college today told me he was watching the podcast. I didn't even know, you know. So I'm just going to say, if he's watching, he'll know who this is. Hi, Tom. He'll know who that is.
Uh-oh. You just gave all the Toms of the all,
yes,
the, all our
yes, I know you're watching.
Listeners. Rarity's okay. Rock is watching. By the way, you guys remember Ian?
Yeah.
Ian said that one of his friends is a brony who listens to us. So if you... Ian Whittington's friend is listening. You too. We know you. Not really.
Nice.
That's cool.
Alright, you got any shout-outs, James?
Yeah. Hi, Christina. For when you're listening. Love you always.
Aww.
Aw, my girlfriend.
Aww, it's so sweet.
See, originally I was going to give a shout-out of a similar nature, but I thought, nah.
Oh, yeah, give a shout-out to your boyfriend, dude.
Okay, well, I'm not going to use his real name, but if he's listening, he probably will be. Hello, Sugar Cube. That's his username, so you know.
Aww.
Tell me when you guys are done.
We're done.
Oh, are you? Because I found, I didn't have time to read through all of it, but I found a seemingly short fan fiction where Rainbow Dash learns to cook or something. It is, it's a humorous one. We could read it very, like, fairly quickly and then, put it through Google a couple times and, get a good laugh out of it.
Okay.
Oh, Just take a look at that while Danny and James give shoutouts.
What? I already gave my shoutout.
Well, you can give another one.
Oh, okay then. I'd like to say hello to... You know what? I want to say hello to Josh, because sooner or later he's going to see this, and seeing as he is an anti-ponite, which is what I'm going to call him.
Oh, dear.
And how he hates my guts with all the work I've been doing ROM hacking his favorite games based around what he thinks is just a little girl show. I'd like to just say I'm here. I'm still working on this, so.
Oh god.
Okay, let's read this shit.
Okay.
You guys read it. While you're reading it, I will be putting it through Google Translate as many times as I can.
How many characters are in this?
I've already started with German. Next I'm going to do Spanish maybe.
Well,
it looks like just one.
Is this Rainbow Dash?
Looks like
it. Ooh, German to Russian. Let's see what that is.
James, would you like to start?
Start on what? Start on what? The Dash's cooking adventure?
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Am I going to read it in English?
Yes.
Yes. The final product will be in English. It'll just have gone through 20 different translations, 20 different languages. Russian to French now, actually. Let's see what that does.
Okay, so what language am I going to be reading?
English. Christ. It's going to be English both times.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I can't speak any other language, so. And even then, English is my second language, because I can't speak it well.
Start reading the fanfic!
Sorry. Rainbow Dash was an accomplished pony. She was the reigning champion of the Best Young Flyers competition. She was the leader of the weather team during the winter wrap-up, and she was getting close to the Wonderbolts as any pony could be without actually joining the group. And everything the Blue Pegasus had done, she was to make sure that her friends and other ponies knew about it. But every pony, even Rainbow Dash, had their weaknesses. For her, it was the ability to put a meal together for herself. She couldn't cook all that well, but she knew that she couldn't live a life that consisted of take-up meals all the time.
Aww.
And that, and, you know, I'm sure his husband would probably say, get in the kitchen. She said, I can't do it! I never learned how to cook. I've been an athlete tomboy all my life. Sorry. And Rainbow... Okay. Oh, wait, where was I? Okay. And Rainbow Dash certainly couldn't live off of a diet was similar to Pinkie Pie's. Sweets and pastry seemingly all the time. She needed healthy items. With a few days away from any tasks or responsibilities, Rainbow Dash made it her goal to learn how to cook. Because it was Rainbow Dash, she was determined to make the most difficult meal possible. So, on this night, the Pegasus chose grilled bean stalks with banana nut bread and apple juice.
Oh, yeah, because that's fucking hard to make.
I bet you and I.
No, lobster thermidor would have been a better choice, but seeing as how they're vegetarian, no dice.
All right, I'll take over from here. James, would you mind providing her voice?
Oh dear.
Can we ask somebody else?
No, I can do it. I can do it. I'll try that.
Okay.
Flatline can do her voice.
I'm sure Flatline can, but we don't want Flatline to do it because Flatline will sound creepy when he does it.
Oh.
I
Besides, Flatline does Zecora.
Okay. Yeah, like she's gonna be in this story. Sorry!
Yes, she will be because of us. Poof! It's Zecora.
It's Zecora, okay.
Rainbow Dash had not told Anypony her plans, wanting to do this in complete solitude. She was never good at showing her faults in front of others in the first place. So to ask Anypony for advice, even Pinkie Pie, who worked at Sugar Cube Corner, was not an option in her mind. Raring to go, Rainbow Dash looked over the recipe for the main course.
All right, take 5 beanstalks.
She murmured. Oh.
She murmured to herself as she read the directions, grabbing a few.
Shit! Now, cut them lengthwise to open them up. Guess I need a knife.
James, you do realize that because of this voice, I'm now going to have to request that you sing the Smooze song.
The Smooze?
You sound like the witches! You really do!
Oh my gosh, I do! Okay, maybe I should step down from Rainbow Dash.
No, we're gonna keep going with this, because it's funny as hell! Rainbow Dash walked over to the utensil draw and pulled out a regular butter knife. Not experienced in cooking that well, she thought that any knife would do. The Pegasus grabbed one of the foot-long stalks, giggity, and placed it on a counter, squinting her eyes and placing the knife's bladed end on the far end of the stalk. At first, Rainbow Dash just tried to run the knife down the middle, but was not having success with it. She then switched to a sawing motion and found that it cut much better.
Hey!
She grinned to herself.
This is pretty easy! I don't know why I thought this would be so hard.
Rainbow Dash did do one mistake, however. Instead of opening them up like a book, she cut through the entire stalk, splitting it in two. The directions were not specific enough, and a beginning like Dash would not have realized that. She did the same for a couple more stalks, getting into a comfort zone. As she went through the process, the knife became a little more damp with stalk juices, and the juices would be splattered onto the knife, thanks to her careless cutting.
Oh gosh, I'm thinking of cupcakes reading this. Oh, no, keep going.
That would also catch up to Rainbow Dash as she cut another stalk. With her eyes closed as she was cutting, humming and grinning, the knife slipped out of her right hoof. Almost instantly after, Rainbow Dash took a saw motion that was intended for the stalk and instead ran it on the hoof that was holding the stalk. She screamed in agony, flinching her hoof back and protecting it with the unharmed one.
Oh, should I read this?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine. I mean, sure, my father's gonna hear this, but whatever.
Celestia, damn it, that hurt!
She screamed more. Rainbow Dash held up the injured hoof and saw blood coming out of where she made her careless mistake. She snarled in anger and ran off to the bathroom to cover up the wound. With the stalks that were already on a skillet on the stove, an annoyed Rainbow Dash moved on to the next dish that she was preparing. She read out the instructions for how to make banana nut bread.
This is going to take all night.
She lamented.
How does Pinkie Pie manage to crank these out?
The blue Pegasus charged forward with her task. She gathered all the ingredients, along with the mixing bowl and the beater needed to combine them. The first task was to preheat the oven, a simple enough chore for Rainbow Dash that she did, while keeping an eye on the stocks.
Next, put in 2 cups of flour,
she murmured. Rainbow Dash, however, couldn't do the task neatly. Clouds of powder poofed into the air as she poured it into the measuring cup in the bowl. She continued adding the ingredients in, water, salt, and sugar.
And then Chemical X.
And thus the Powerpuff Ponies were born! The recipe also called for the required nuts and bananas. But remembering her experience with the beanstalks, Rainbow Dash put in the two without cutting them up or making them smaller. Oh,
there. That should complete it. Now to mix it all up.
She told herself, grabbing the mixer.
If I want this to be done in 10 seconds flat...
Reference!
Sorry.
I should put this on the highest setting.
The Pegasus reasoned. It was a bad reason, because every pony that cooks starts on the low setting to eat into it. As soon as she dipped the mixers into the bowl and turned it on to the high setting, bits of the ingredients exploded out of the bowl. Flour and salt and water splattered across the counter, the walls, the floor, and even Rainbow Dash. The final insult was the bananas jumping out of the bowl and exploding on the walls, the nuts pelting her in the eyes.
Ow! Sorry.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
She screamed, trying to use her hoofs to bat away the nuts. Once she was able to turn the mixer off, Rainbow Dash saw that about half the pre-mixed mixture was left in the bowl.
Oh, jeez, I gotta say this 30 more times, don't I? Somebody cover for me. I can't say it. Okay.
Damn it. She growled and gave up with the process by pouring what was left into the baking pan. Rainbow Dash was about to turn and head towards the preheated oven, but was shaken to her core by a loud beeping sound. It was the smoke alarm, and it was telling the Pegasus that her stalks were burning in the skillet. Soon after, the black stalks caught on fire.
Oh no!
She screamed in horror and dumped a glass of water on the burning stalks to put the fire out. Once that was done, she used her wings to fan the smoke away and looked down at the charred remains of her main course.
Great.
She scrunched her nose in annoyance and haphazardly threw the half-filled banana nut bread pan into the oven. Rainbow Dash had failed on making grilled bean stalks, and her banana nut bread was not going to turn out as expected. She had one last chance to make something right and save whatever was left of her first solo cooking adventure. The Pegasus had a glass out on the counter, along with a bowl of red and green apples from Applejack's farm. But there was a conundrum going on in her head.
How am I going to get juice out of these apples?
She spoke aloud to no one in particular.
It's not like an orange where you squeeze it.
Rainbow Dash pondered it for a couple more minutes.
But what if you can?
She rubbed her chin with the bandaged hoof. Rainbow Dash grabbed a red apple and took a bite out of it to open it up. Done with using knives this evening.
It's juicy, so it should come right out.
She reasoned. Rainbow Dash took her hooves and squeezed the apple as hard as she could, but did not see any juice come out.
Come on!
She grunted, squeezing with all her might.
I know you're in there, juice!
She struggled, holding the juice apple over her glass. Rainbow Dash gave up after about a minute of squeezing, panting from the laboring task.
Maybe the green ones have the juice,
she thought. The Pegasus picked up a green apple, not biting into it this time, and started to struggle again with squeezing juice out of it. Oh, she was not a quitter, though the task would be futile. Rainbow Dash put her entire strength into squeezing out juice from the small green apple, letting out a primal roar. After another minute of squeezing, she gave up and panted from exhaustion.
Bruno!
Woof!
You bark at me.
Rainbow Dash looked down to see the fruit of her labor, but was shocked and surprised to see no juice in the glass.
Seriously? Why is our mastiff, who's like the size of a freaking lion, such
a... Rainbow Dash roared a few strings of swear words at the empty glass and whipped the green apple against the wall. Unfortunately, the apple bounced back and straight into her left eye. The impact sent the frustrated blue Pegasus down on the ground, rolling around in pain and covering her eye.
Oh, this sucks! How
she roared.
Get any worse?
Oops, sorry.
Cool. Her question would be answered by the smoke alarm loudly going off again. She jolted once more and saw smoke pouring out of the closed door of the oven. Rainbow Dash had not adjusted the temperature of it, meaning that the banana nut bread had been cooked thoroughly and then some. After putting out the fire and clearing the smoke, she pulled out the banana nut bread pan. The substance inside it was not bread, but a blackened, hardened brick. Rainbow Dash looked at all the food she had made this evening. Charred bean stalks, ashy, blackened banana nut bread, and an empty glass where apple juice was supposed to be. She sneered at her efforts, unhappy that she had not come close to achieving her goal. A minute later, she picked up the phone and pounded the number key.
Hey, yeah, I'd like a large daisy pizza with extra cheese.
Sorry, we're all out of daisies.
Okay, guys, I sincerely hope you memorize that story, because the product of what I just did is heads up, Rainbow Dash is now he, and there's what? A lot of here's the link. There's a lot of, I don't know.
There really isn't that much of a difference when they say Rainbow Dash is a he, though, to be honest.
Okay, is that link working fine?
I got it.
Okay, would you mind if I read it?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
We all remember the story. Now let's read a completely different. It's the same story, but in different language form.
Yes. Do it. Also,
if we have, I'm gonna start with reading out the order of translations. The story we just read started off in English. I put it through translator in German. Then German to Russian, Russian to French, French to Italian, Italian to Japanese, Japanese to Arabic, which made everything backwards, and then Arabic to English, which is now regular.
Hawk, you must let me read some of this. Oh my god.
Okay.
Hotline, you can be Rainbow Dash.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't think anyone can take my voice anymore. I can't take my voice anymore.
It was fine. Okay, I'm beginning the narration. This is going to be hilarious. Actually, some of these quotes. Okay, the first quote isn't actually her talking, so ignore that. Yes, here we go. Rainbow Dash is the perfect pony. He was better than the young driver's champion competing. Yes, this is during the winter. Team leader, and that without the need to join to the group and put them in as soon as possible to all Wonderbolt's dowry. And was all Pegasus Blue, and confirmed that he knows this dowry and other of her friends. Why? However,
I want to make this into a John.
All the horses in the Rainbow Dash also had weaknesses. Share a dinner for them. They cannot cook very well. They also know that it was composed during the life of meals taken out. Rainbow Dash, and of course, it is clear Pinkie Pie, cakes, sweets, and food items such as all the time do not live. They need a Excuse me, guys, I'm trying to read. In just a few days away from the enjoyment of all rights and responsibilities, and, Dash, a rainbow, and its purpose is to learn to cook. But it was empty because police had been called the most demanding food. So tonight was elected to the Pegasus.
Boxing of apples, juice, bananas, beans, bread, fried nuts.
Okay, we got 100 on apple juice, 100 on apple juice, 200 on apple juice.
Oh my god.
Any ponies say they plan to add an arc, and I wanted to do it alone. It would be nice to show them the error of others first and show. Any pony for advice and options in mind and works even in the absence of Sugar Cube Corner. But this Pinkie Pie, but this Pie Pinky. Already in the wings, watching the rainbow, in addition to the main recipe.
Well, take 5 beanstalk.
While they read the instructions and take a little whispering to himself.
Please check the cut, and now a long time to open it reasonably well. And I do not mean
In addition to the continuation of an arc to take a knife through butter and regular food, in the kitchen, which is believed he was also known, not only will a knife, Pegasus took the trunk, foot-long strap is... and put a knife with the tip of the date of rod and put it on the table.
Yeah, I thought you said no plot fix.
I tried to put the knife right in the middle, indent the first arc. It was not so successful, later moved to the state-of-the-art movement, has found that more and fell in the trunk.
Oh. She's
Elton. Wow.
It's very simple.
Why, I thought it would be very difficult, and I do not know. Oh, that was still in quotes. There's like three sets of quotes here. But Adabo made a mistake. Instead of opening the book, which is divided into two parts, the entire trunk, enough rather than a specific path, and noted that he would not rush has begun. There are also a few joints. It remains the comfort zone. I tolerated him in the process of cutting a little water.
Through the stem juice, juice and more is expected on the blade when the knife passed.
Close your eyes, and he laughs while reducing the singing, and a stick and a knife drop from his right foot. Place on foot, including the disc designed to stop dealing with the move almost immediately, and was going to add a rainbow out.
Yow!
It is a flashing, shouting back pain, as it is. It protects the hoop.
Is this Yoda talk?
Shouted another Rainbow Dash injured blood flow hoof, and they are errors of negligence, it seems. Hissed mad and ran to the bathroom and cover the wound. Leg and dropped in a pot on the stove already. We are ready to move the court to add another arc dull. I read the instructions for but an upred. Complained of take all night.
And how to succeed in this stream.
Blue Pegasus shipping promotion responsibilities. Is that, what is that there? If you take a fan fiction and run it through 10 different languages, you will end up with shipping.
Oh, wow.
And Dash, the first task was to keep an eye on the stem, and it was only to do business.
With two clumps of flour.
She whispered to them, and they all not the properly, and it is in the clouds of dust that measuring cup and saucer is poofed into the air. As food sat down at nuts and bananas, but remember, rod experience and beans, Rainbow Dash, put to or without, cut them smaller.
Here, it is necessary. Well, all this mess.
As it is in front of the mixer, the same. Definition of Pegasus.
Well, if you have done it in 10 seconds flat, I need to set the
parameters.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Start using the following parameters. The reason was bad.
As soon as possible, and immersed, and then in a ball mixer.
I?
Hang on. I'm crying too much. No, literally, I'm crying too much. I can't see. Hang on. Okay. Is the dawn of some of the elements so that bowl? Flour, salt, and water between the bar and the walls and floors. Add a sprinkle rainbow. The last attack. To blow up the wall, to jump in a bowl of bananas, nuts, there in the aisle.
Wow.
That line, read the next line.
Justice and development, ow, away.
Was trying to use incentives to hit the dice and yelled. We were past a mixture of seeds in the pot to the left about half and able to stop the unit from the Rainbow Dash. Gave.
Shit.
And the casting process and complaint and the general left inch. Had the bow, but he wanted to put it up, shaking her and was found by an audio signal that to smoke detectors and said, Pegasus legs burned in the fire pot and shortly after dark stems.
Oh, comma, no! Exclamation point.
Cried in terror in order to quench the fire and threw a glass of water on the burning legs. saw it once. They used their wings to fan the smoke and charred bodies from the main street.
What? Oh, God.
When did this turn so grimdark?
You said no grimdark, no clop fix, no gore.
And we have all of them.
This is like everything.
Wonderful.
Threw it into the furnace of anger and aimless, and her nose and half a banana nut bread pan. Then she was able to set up the beanstalk, and not from the expected light hazelnut bread and bananas. He had one last chance to save the rest of his solo cooking adventure. Tourism has to be resolved. Pegasus had a drink in the face with red and green apples and a bowl of Applejack's quart.
What? What is this?
There's a mystery going on in your head.
Apple juice, what should I do?
He said aloud to no one in particular.
We're impressed to not like oranges. But then, if possible...
He rubbed his chin in bandages the leg, raised a apple to add the arc, and the use of knives in the evening, it took him to open the bite.
This is juice, because he needs it. Just go.
He said, is justified, arc to add, catch, and pulled out an apple as hard as he could not see the juice.
Rue, you said no clob fix.
Keep reading.
Come.
And groans and pushes hard.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. I know that. Fought and gave him a glass of apple, Rainbow Dash, and the important work of breathing within minutes.
It can be a green juice.
Not. Pegasus was not taken at the time of the bite of green apple and began to fight back, pressing the juice from it. If the problem does not make sense, not being lazy produces the roar of the primary rainbow, and then animal forces that seek to develop a small green apple juice. Important to his minutes with fatigue that he gave, Rainbow Dash, who was trying to confirm the results of their work, I was surprised and shocked to see a glass of juice. Wait, so she does make apple juice?
She gets raised.
Yes. Translate it, and it completely changes the story.
Jack is confused.
She gets laid and makes apple juice. This is a lot better than English.
I think the Arabic is what screwed it over. Yeah, Rainbow glasses empty, screaming obscenities, and add a few lines of apple green and cream walls. Unfortunately, rising again to apple and just left in her eyes, closed his eyes, sent the effects of frustration, blew Pegasus rolling on the ground in pain.
It sucks.
It is still the front legs, and cried.
It would be wrong to do what?
Forum will be the start of the smoke detectors respond more noise again. I saw it shook her again, and smoke from the oven door closed. Rainbow Dash, and that means more than banana nut bread, and the required temperature it was not. Cleaning after fires, smoke, and pulled out the banana nut bread pan. This is an internal matter, but without food and heal the blackened bricks. Rainbow Dash, and apples and ashes to be his legs beings. Bread, nuts, bananas, and it was charred cup of dark sky. The night was eating. Mock their efforts, unfortunately, arrived near its destination. Minutes later, pounded the keys, pick up the phone.
Yes, I'm going to be a large cheese pizza. Chamomile for
that. Read that again without laughing.
Yes, I'm going to be a large cheese pizza. Chamomile more than that.
And then Rainbow Dash is a pizza. The end.
Oh my god, that was...
I'm crying with laughter.
So, you guys want to end on a low note?
No, I think we should...
We gotta end it here, man.
I can't breathe. Well, you have the link.
Okay,
if you want us
to do that to a fanfic of your choice, donate $20 to hjohansson@hotmail.com.
We will let you pick the order of languages in which it can be translated, but it has to start and end in English.
Yes. Yes.
So we can read the original and then read the messed up version. This was very terrible.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm on a podcast, please.
What?
Mom.
Okay. James, thank you for joining us tonight.
I can see him coming back, to be honest.
I can too. James, would you like to be a member of the podcast?
As much as I'd love to, I would think I'd be just crowding up. I'll be a listener and listen to you guys while I do my ROM hacks just ever so busily. But thank you so much for your time. I've had just a blast.
Yay!
You're very welcome, man.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been awesome.
Yeah, you can say that you're just gonna listen, but you know I'm gonna be inviting you back every now and then.
Oh yeah, I can see that happening. Like I said before, I'm not hard to push around.
All right, well, I'm gonna end it. We're here. Oh man, thank you for listening to Friendship is Madness. This. Welcome to the mindfuck.